In 2008, with the paper industry pretty much dead, some in the North Country gloomily wondered about its economic prospects. So, the nonprofit Northern Community Investment Corporation decided to see whether more could be done to promote tourism. It hired a tourism consulting firm from Seattle to research the North Country with the focus on co-ops. Its mandate was to come up with a brand that could be used to draw tourists. What they unveiled a year later was the concept of Grand Adventures, experiences so exceptional that tourists would be drawn way north of the Notches. They included dog sled rides, the Appalachian Mountain Club's high mountain huts, snowmobiling from Jefferson to Pittsburgh, ATVs, whitewater rafting, Tuckerman Ravine, and the Cog Railway. The spotlight was also shown on the Grand Old Hotels, the Balsams, the Mountain View Grand, and the Mount Washington. The idea was to get visitors to linger, spend money at hotels, gas stations, and restaurants. Lots of people would get a boost. The boost for the Seattle consultants was about $690,000. Factor in the New Hampshire Grand website, salaries, promotional materials, and the program's cost is about $1 million. No state or local money was spent. It came from federal funds or grants, including about $500,000 from the Neil and Louise Tillotson Fund.
At the current rate of spending, we have enough funds for about 6 months, somewhere between 4 and 6 months.
That's Kathy Conway, an official with the Northern Community Investment Corporation.
It is a crucial point, and it's a point at which we need to make this a self-sustaining program.
That means coming up with an annual budget of about $150,000. Conway says OneTrust is offering $35,000 if matching funds can be found elsewhere. By early this month, about $25,000 has been raised. There's a hope tourism businesses will also pony up, but asking for money raises the question of whether New Hampshire Grand has helped, and figuring that out isn't easy. One way to look for an increase in tourism is the state's room and meals tax. Kathy Conway did that. She says she analyzed the figures from 2008 through 2010 for Coos County, the core of the North Country. Its average growth was about 10%, more than any county in the state. But she says New Hampshire Grand alone can't take the credit.
I think that there are a lot of factors that are responsible for this increase. I'd like to think that New Hampshire Grand is one of those factors. We're the only sort of county-based organization.
Plymouth State University also tracks tourism. It found during fiscal 2011, which would have included the first full year of New Hampshire Grand, spending by tourists in Coos totaled about $71.5 million. That was up $9.5 million, or about 15%, over the previous year. That was more than any other county. Again, it isn't clear how much of the credit goes to the improving economy, promotions by individual businesses, or New Hampshire Grand. While attracting tourist dollars was the goal, New Hampshire Grand has provided another benefit, according to a 2011 study by UNH's Carsey Institute. Sociology professor Michelle Dillon, who did the study, says Coos has a history of diverse and separate communities, but she found New Hampshire Grand has gotten them to work together, something that's vital in rural counties for solving all sorts of problems. And the program has won over some skeptics.
Seems that they are listening and going to try to do something to help us.
That's Bing Judd. He sits on the Coos County Commission, which in 2009 refused to sign an application seeking $3.5 million in stimulus funds for New Hampshire Grand. Fellow Commissioner Paul Grenier was also leery. He thought the initiative focused too much on promoting the Grand Hotels, but feels its goals are broader now.
And I think finally that they're going on the right track, and I think it should deserve the full support of everyone involved.
And whether that support materializes will decide how, if at all, New Hampshire Grand continues. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.